Hi, I'm Betsy Foldis-Myman, producer of ConnectiPod. Like a lot of companies out there, our programming is on hold. And as anxious and as challenging as these pandemic times are, it's given us time to slow down and think about things. My fellow co-founder Andrea Lopez and I find ourselves reminiscing about all of the great kids that we've worked with over the years. So we decided to highlight some of them. We are starting with Angelica Benitez, who's been podcasting with us since 2014 when she was just 10 years old, when we were just a tiny volunteer project. Angie is always thoughtful. She has a natural social justice conscience and deep curiosity for many things, covering topics in her stories from things like the plight of children on La Bestia to robot roaches. Angie is a natural leader who has proposed story and theme ideas, led interviews, and takes initiative, like arranging a presentation for Guide Dogs of America in Pacoima, and then translating in real time for an audience of 50 at the age of 12. Last spring, she brought the idea of doing a series on teen mental health to us. That project can still come to fruition when we are able to engage some mental health professionals to help us with it. To explore the idea, Angie and I sat down and talked about what inspired her to tackle this topic in the first place. This interview took place at the CSUN Social Media Lab last year. Angie was 15. So this is Betsy Foldis-Myman, and I'm talking with Angie Benitez. What do you want to be called, Angie B, or what could be called?
I think here at ConnectiPod, I've begun to be known as Angie B, so I think I'll keep it as...
Okay. So here I am with Angie B, and her episode was about anxiety and depression. And Angie, what prompted you to choose this subject?
I chose anxiety and depression because I've been noticing right now that it's been a big topic in the media, and well, I wanted to tackle it, knowing that we're teenagers, we're students here at ConnectiPod, so I knew that in one way or another, we would able to be to connect with this subject, and we all experience forms of depression or stress. One way or another, no, and one of the big factors of these disorders can come from school. There's a lot of academic pressure these years, and I know that we've all been through it. So I wanted to.
For you, what's the personal connection for you to this subject?
Yeah, I've been in therapy for about like 2 years of middle school, and. I had a lot of anxiety back then, and to prevent it from like getting a depression or from going into depressive episodes, I went to therapy to, you know, just like reflect and like kind of vent out to someone who wasn't out of my who was out of like my family or friend group, kind of like a new stranger to really confide in, who could not keep your secrets but talk as an equal.
And that must have been something that your mom brought up. Well, that's wonderful that she was so supportive to see that, right?
Mm-hmm. I told her, like, you know what? I kind of want to get into, like, I think I want some outside help. And she's just like, yeah, sure. And she went to the school and, like, she found some resources and, yeah.
That's pretty cool. And how old were you when you asked for help?
I think I was, like, 12.
Wow.
Yeah, so there were like 12, so because I spent like I think the last semester of like 6th grade and then like all of 7th grade, by like the first semester of 8th grade, I was ready.
And what made you, was there any one thing that triggered that you wanted to go, or was it just a bunch of things?
I think it was just like a bunch of things, like, and I started hearing about what mental health is and like how to prevent your mental health from downgrading, or just like people sometimes lose preventing losing my sanity, and like, no, gosh, it's only middle school. How am I going to be like in high school if I don't solve this right now? So I'm just like, you know what? I think it's time I stepped up and reached out. And, you know, like at first I was a little nervous. I'm just like, how do I bring this up to my mom? She's like, you know what? I think I need someone else to talk to except besides you. But then like she accepted it, and she's like, you know what? It's fine. We'll follow through. And I was really... I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you're really, really close with your mom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about, like, how did she support you in it?
She was really open-minded about it. She didn't ask me why. She's just like, okay, whatever's going on through, whatever you're going through, I'm always here to help. But if you want need someone else, I'll find you that someone else. And I'm just like, thank you, because maybe what some parents do, like out of concern for their children, they will press them for answers, which is kind of like the counter. It hurts the person rather than helping them out.
You're so self-aware. I can't believe that you're 14.
15.
15.
Now.
Well, I can't believe you're 15 even. Wow. So was the first session, was it weird for you to go in, or was it like immediately comfortable?
The first sessions are a little not, we'll get you a little nervous because it's family therapy. So we all meet together for like the first four times. As like a family, and we all discuss together like, oh, who we are, what we do, how we interact with each other, our relationships with each other. And you kind of feel like a little exposed. At times you're like, why am I telling this stranger what my family does? But then like soon like they start like separating each individual, and like you kind of like start to like finally get in like with the flow, saying like, you know what, okay, now it's just me and my therapist, and this is a space where, like, I can really say what I want.
Yeah, therapy is pretty wonderful.
It is.
And how is was your dad supportive?
Yeah, he was. Like, he didn't really know much about it. At first, he was just like, so is this where the crazies come? And I'm just like, no, this is a place where people who need help and want to get help come. And he's just like, okay. And yeah.
And did he respond? Like, was he okay in that first family session, or was he?
I think, to be honest, he wasn't part of the family sessions. It was just between us three. But but either way, he was supportive. He didn't speak out about it. He didn't make any other comments about it. So he was cool with it.
Wow. So let me backtrack a second. So when you went to your mom for help, did you know what was wrong? Like, when you went into therapy, did you already know what was upsetting you and you just needed to talk about it? Or was it that you didn't know and you had to find it out?
I think it was a little bit of both. I'm just like, there are things going on that I'm not quite understanding, and I think I need someone else to help me understand them. So, I think that that's one of the reasons I went into therapy, saying, you know what, I don't know what's going on. I know that there are things going on, and I would like you to help me with this.
Wow. And the source of I know that you have a lot of challenges. Like, you know, I know that it's your mom is like a single mom. Mm-hmm. I know that you guys work really hard at everything. You know, how much of your environment played into how you were feeling, and how much of it was school? I mean, what were the sources of your upset?
I think it was kind of like school. I didn't have. I could say I had a large group of friends, but they were kind of like shady-ish, so they kind of like, I don't know, they all had their own thing going on, and it kind of felt a little misplaced along with my other really good friend. It was just the two of us, and I'm just like, is this how it's going to be, just like me and her? And kind of like, I was kind of like maybe kind of going to an existential crisis, and I'm just like, it's just me, and everyone else is like kind of like a stranger. I don't know anybody. I won't know anybody. And kind of just like, and then it's middle school. I was starting to see how they were preparing us for high school and like beyond and college and everything. So that pressure was really unexpected, like the transition from elementary, fifth grade, and like to like sixth grade, seventh grade. It was a kind of like a big thing. I wasn't really expecting that. And it also went into, I think, the academic factor, because in fifth grade, I got the National Literacy Award signed by the president.
Oh, good for you.
And I'm just like, wow, I'm like so excited. And I'm going to middle school going just like, yeah, guys, like I'm going to be valedictorian in eighth grade and everything. But I kind of started like seeing, like opening my eyes a little bit, and I'm just like, dang, it's much, much harder than back then. And like I can, like, that weight started like getting at me, started pulling, dragging me down, until like it was just like, this is too much for you, and you are not going to follow, you're probably not even going to finish middle school and everything. I started having these like intrusive thoughts, and I'm just like trying to like stay afloat, saying, you know what, before I drown, I'm going to do something about it.
So smart. I don't know if this is a a worry for you, but with for us and with Laz, that we'll get to college and I won't be able to pay for it. I won't be able to get him to where he wants to go or deserves to go, you know? And so there's that whole financial pressure, and I know that he feels it sometimes too, that you have to be, you know, so perfect because that improves your chances to get the things you need.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's that transition from being a kid where you're not aware about that, of that, mm-hmm. any of those finances at all, until all of a sudden reality comes crashing in and you have so much pressure on you to make that all happen.
That's why I kind of, like, in high school, I always like to mention, like, we should have a class that teaches us how to, like, finance, like, find healthcare, like a healthcare plan. Or, like, how to find a house, pay our taxes and everything. Because, like, honestly, in high school, they only teach you what the textbook says. But they just throw you out into the real world, whether you make it a college or not. And it's just, like, again, it's a big thing.
It's a pressure cooker, baby. Do you want to talk about political anxiety, too, or no?
Political anxiety, to many people, can, like, go, like, to the top of their heads because they don't experience it, but as a first generation Mexican American, it's kind of hard, like, kind of like seeing, like, ooh, I am the pioneer of my family, just like, and that kind of applies pressure on you, saying like, I have to do something to make up for what my parents came here for. So like it gives you like a big thing, and you're like, I have to do my best for them.
So I love that you wanted to do this piece to kind of reach out, because you're kind of evangelizing almost, right, for mental health.
Yeah, because I feel like mental health is like a really big thing and it shouldn't be overlooked. I mean, if people treat health, like if you see it's broken, they're going to treat it. But how do you treat a broken mind? Like if you can't see, you can't see it in some people. So it goes over the top of their head, and you're just like, no. Mental health happens. Mental health is for everyone, and there should be more advocacy towards it.
Angie B is now 16 years old, a sophomore at John F. Kennedy High School, into graphic design, and she's considering being a medical illustrator or an interpreter. We have no doubt that Angie can be whatever she wants to be. We miss our podcasters. We hope everyone is staying healthy and doing well at home with all the pressures you have of schoolwork, and also finding time to be your creative self. We'd love to hear from you. We are also putting out the call for youth up to the age of 24 to send us stories of your lockdown observations and experiences, or interviews with the pandemic heroes around you. Maybe you know somebody on the medical front lines, from doctors to cleaning staff. To those keeping our communications or supply lines open, like postal workers and warehouse workers and food service employees. To teachers who inspire you, or to those who comfort you. We want to know what you're feeling right now. We want to know what you're experiencing. To have your story featured, reach out to us via our website, connectapod.net, or message us on Instagram at connectapod. We may be isolated, but we are all connected. We miss you. Be well, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Now I'm going to let 10-year-old Angie take you out. Here she is on her very first show.
And that's all for this month. I am your host, Angelica Benitez, for the Greatest Man Podcast. See you, and thank you for listening. Arigato!